Hey, this is T Rev.
And I'm Angel.
He's my special guest for today, and this is the podcast Storytime, where I tell all kinds of cool stories that they're all true. They could have happened in my life, they could have happened around the world. We just collect all these stories and tell them to you. So without further ado, let's begin. Let's start out with,
what's your first story, T Rev?
Let's see, we have one on file. Let's talk about the one with the Great Dane that ate 43 socks.
Okay, so let's just try to think about this. 43 socks, that's a lot of socks. Like, in real talk, like, if we're really going to think about it, that's a lot of socks. Like, didn't these owners know that their socks were going missing?
Yeah, they noticed their socks were going missing, but don't you always, like, lose socks? It's pretty easy to lose socks.
Who loses 43 socks? Who has 43 socks? Like, at the moment, I love socks, like, well, all kinds of different socks.
And the article, it said it was 43 and a half, so who has half a sock?
Yeah, where'd it go? Like, did he eat only half of a sock? That's pretty crazy.
Probably. And then they took him to the veterinarian because he has stomach aches. And they x-rayed him, and there's all this foreign material. So they cut his stomach open and everything and pulled out 43 socks.
43 socks. I think they should have took the dog away because that sounds like bad ownership to me. If you're going to have your dog eat your socks, come on.
Or maybe the dog just likes socks.
Why would the dog like socks? You think it's like the smell that attracted somebody?
Yeah, dude, dogs eat shoes. Why won't dogs eat socks? Maybe they're eating the shoes because that's the sock smell on them.
They probably only ate when they were younger. Like, my dog stopped eating shoes when she got older. So that's what I thought. It's like, when you're young, that's when you're doing the sock thing.
What are you doing? Stop. Okay. I'm going to look into that some more after this. And then we got a story about this guy, Omar Bankor or something. He got deported from Saudi Arabia for being too handsome.
Yep, that's what happened to me. I got deported from wherever I came from because I was just
I don't know where he came from.
Handsome.
He looks all kinds of different.
Hey, be quiet, boy. I'm too handsome. This is just handsome at his best.
They were afraid, like, the girl government officials in Saudi Arabia would be, like, I guess, more favorable towards him because he was so handsome. I'm thinking, I'd like to meet this guy.
Yeah,
so maybe some of his handsomeness can rub off on me.
Like, I wonder why he was handsome. Like, was it like his facial features or his body? Or was it like his clothes?
It's not going to be his clothes if he's handsome. Maybe, clothes
does complement the look. So if he's so handsome that you have to be deported, probably has some nice clothes. He'll probably wear some, like, Versace or, like, I don't know. Like, or he was just probably, like, at the thrift store. Get some really cool, crazy
outfits. You
know
what they should do, like, in America? What we should do is, instead of deporting people like Justin Bieber who act awful, we should import people who are just crazy, and that way we can take care of all these problems
like
drug dealers and stuff. They'll just run around, what is your problem? Ah! And just hit people.
What do you think happened to the Saudi Arabian guy? Like, where was he deported to? Like, he was deported from Saudi Arabia. So where does he go now? Like, is he in the United States now? Like, just racking up the awesome good-looking points? Where's he now?
I bet, since he's deported from Saudi Arabia, I bet everyone that's deported from Saudi Arabia, it's usually, I think they go to China or somewhere. Because they're really...
What would they do in China, though? Like, what would they do for fun in China?
Play ping pong?
I have a cousin there. I'm sorry. No need to be racist. I didn't mean to be racist. I'm sorry, guys. I hope you know you guys take this, like, personally. Because this is just a podcast talking about different stories, guys. So none of these things I mentioned take personally, stuff like that.
Go.
Okay, so another story that's up on here. It says about, like, a person
turning into a yam. I'm not sure.
It's crazy. Here's,
like, the whole article. Three pupils on the Evangelist Primary School in northern Nigerian town of Maiduguri rushed three people into the headmistress office on March 2000 and said that a fellow pupil had been transformed into a yam after accepting a sweet from a stranger. The headmistress found that the root tuber and took it to the police station for safekeeping. Following the local radio reports, hundreds of people flocked to see the yam and police were hunting for the sweet giver. What happened next failed to reach the media.
That's kind of crazy. I think this is made up. Like,
I really do think. What if it's not made up? Think about how scary that would be.
Like, look, kids, everybody says don't take candy from strangers. So
that's
really,
why.
Are you going to go turn to a yam.
Can you take yams from strangers?
No, not even that. Cause it might be your best friend turned to a yam.
Damn! Oh my god, bro. Dude, I'm afraid to eat sweet potatoes and yams now. What kind of candy do you have to eat to turn into a yam?
I don't know, right? Like, could that really happen though? Like, could you change your whole
body into a yam?
DNA into a yam? Like, and did he compress into a yam? Was like a big yam, like a humongous boy sized yam?
Cause I'm thinking it would be more believable if there's like a 40-foot, like a 4-foot long yam just sitting there, like, looking like a boy, like, outlined like a boy. Oh my god, Johnny turned into a yam! Yeah. Look at him! That would be more believable.
Yeah, but, like, a 3-inch yam, I'm not gonna believe that's T-Rev just because somebody tells me that. So, come on, guys, let's not be so, like, foolish. T-Rev, tell me the story about you crashing into a car.
Oh, crashing into a car? No, I crashed the garage. Ran into the side of my house with my Honda Civic. What happened is, I was pulling into the garage. My dad gave me a small garage space because Honda Civics are small. I pulled in there, and I think I was either tired or something, and I clipped the side of the garage and took out pretty much all the frame that was holding the...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was... You know what I'm talking about, Nick?
Yeah, like the bumper car.
Yeah, it was holding a garage. I took out the wood on the side of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and now... I just found out that there's paint on my car. I thought the car was scratched, but it's just paint. There's white paint all over my car.
So we'll just have to go get that fixed.
Yeah, we're going to have to get that fixed. The Phantom car crash, this is one of the other stories. On December 11th, 2002...
These are kind of old, guys. These are kind of older stories, but these are still kind of crazy.
Yeah, these are crazy.
Like, if you haven't heard these, like, this is like some little tidbits of knowledge.
Two motorists called police to report seeing a car veering off the A3 trunk road with headlights blazing at Burpham and Surrey. I don't know where that is.
I don't know where that is either.
A thorough search uncovered a car concealed in dense undergrowth and the long dead driver nearby. It turned out that this car crash had actually happened 5 months earlier when the driver, Christopher Chandler, had been reported missing by his brother.
Dude,
that's... Oh, my goodness. You know, I don't know why that one seems believable.
Maybe it's like a ghost. Like, do you believe in ghosts? I believe in demons, not necessarily ghosts.
Yeah, but, like, just... I would kind of be a little bit more scared if I saw someone go off the road and then there's no trace of them. So I call the police, and I call everyone I know. And, I mean, well, what are the chances that that's just a hoax? That there was a dead guy that they just knew he was there and left him there? Like,
it's kind of crazy.
I think that they actually saw him.
What if it was, like, murder?
Then no one murdered him. It's a car crash.
No, what if they, like, purposely, like, did that? Like, what if, like, her ex-boyfriend did it? No, his ex-boyfriend. His ex-girlfriend did it to him.
His ex-boyfriend? Yeah. Man, that's messed up. I guess this one is true. It said it was true.
No, we'll leave that plausible.
We got some more personal stories. My grandma, she's absolutely insane. Yeah, we're running out of time here. We can give a couple more stories. My grandma, if you guys haven't heard about her, I wouldn't say she's insane. She's just a very lively woman. And so what happened is, she lives in Mississippi, and they have lots of, I think there's only like two, Indian reservations in Mississippi. What happened is my grandfather pulled over on the side of the road to help some Indians with their cars, because their tire was flat. And what she did, she pulled a gun on them and said, "You stand over here," because she was afraid they were going to rob them. And so it turned out, after all that there was nothing wrong with their tires, so... I don't know if she was right or wrong, but I would be afraid to be those Indians.
I'd be afraid to be your grandma. Like, come on, bro. I'd be afraid to be like a little kid. Okay, so let me tell you this other story. So not too long ago, I was driving, right? So I'm having to deal with my parents that you're not allowed to have any tickets. You're not allowed to be stopped by police. And if you do that, by the time of your 17th birthday, we'll get you a brand new that year car. If you never get any tickets or anything, stopped by police. So I was driving today, and I drove into the schoolyard, and as soon as I drove in, a cop turned in behind me. And I was so scared. I knew, like, pissed my pants. I was so scared. So it turned behind me. So I drove into, like, a parking spot. And then the cop drove to a parking spot nearby and stepped out of the car. My heart dropped. My heart flinched my stomach. I was going to puke everywhere inside the inside of my car. But then luckily, it was just, the cop was just a student, was just one of the student's parents. Yeah. That just came in to talk to one of the kids. So this has been interesting.
Oh, I have one about a cop. The first time I got pulled over, which, so, yeah, whatever. We're doing fine on time, okay?
Go, it's all right.
The first time I got pulled over by a cop was like a month ago. But he pulled me over for what he said was a violation of, I think it was right of way. And he pulled me over, and he just kept asking me questions. And what I thought was his cop car didn't look like a real cop car. I thought he was faking it. So I was being a smart aleck to him. And so he started being a smart aleck back to me. And so we just had this monologue going on. And then he gave me a warning. And I'm like, oh my goodness, he was an actual cop. Like, I probably shouldn't have even pulled over. I didn't think it was a real cop, but I did anyways. But stuff like that happens all the time. Yeah. So, anyways, that kind of wraps up our show for today. Email us at storytimeshow@gmail.com. That's STOREY show, storytimeshow@gmail.com.
Come on, guys. This is a great thing to listen to.
So, if you have any stories, questions, comments, concerns, anything, just email us.
Yeah, any good stories, guys. Talk to you later, guys.
See ya.